Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the podcast. Sorry if the quality is shit. My microphone would not stop crackling. So I'm looking into getting a new microphone. And sorry, but it is just me today because everyone's schedule is a little all over the place. So yeah, that's the situation right now. But it's okay. We're thriving. We're doing great. Let me tell you about my day. So I was in class today. I had class today. It was pretty mediocre, but what are you gonna do? And then whatever. It was cool. And then I went to IKEA with my mom. Let me tell you how much of a fucking mission that was. First of all, I don't know why it fucking took us so long to get there. It was in Brooklyn. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was a nice ass IKEA. It was like in a nice ass area. It was just like kind of random that an IKEA was there though, but whatever. And then my mom decided to get the fucking biggest item in there. It was mad long. So my knees, took up the entire trunk, back seat was down, and then my seat in the front seat was mad pushed up. My knees were literally touching the fucking dashboard. I was like, if we get into an accident, my knees are done. With peace and love, my knees are fucking done. So there was a bit of a situation, but you know what? We worked through it, and it was good. But you know what? My back is fucking dead. It feels like somebody drop kicked me in the back because of that. But it's okay. We're thriving over here. But you know, I love IKEA. I think it is a fire ass place. It just really lures you in and makes you spend money you don't need to spend. Oh, and then I also love how there was at least 6 men right next to us, watching me and my mom struggle, like literally like looking, like watching, like it was a fucking show, like they were being entertained by us struggling to put shit into her car. And instead of one of them saying like, do you need a hand or can I help, no, not a single one. There was one guy who walked by who wasn't part of them. They were watching us for like a good 20 minutes before the other guy came. And then the other guy was like, he walked by first and then like thought about it probably and was like, this is really fucked if I don't help. So then he came back. I was like, do you need a hand? He didn't like Speedy Gonzalez, don't get me wrong, like he like shoved it and was back on his way, pause, but like he was like kind of like rushing a little bit. He's like jamming it in. Like I was like, all right bro, you're gonna fucking break whatever we bought, but whatever. And I'm so glad my mom did not fucking ask me to help put that shit together, because I have no patience, none. But also getting that shit upstairs into the house was another mission in itself, because the shit was heavy and I broke a fucking sweat. Bro, my dogs almost escaped out the fucking door. It was a whole thing. It was a whole fucking thing. But it's upstairs. We got it. I'm pretty sure I pulled my back. But you know what? Do it for the fucking crew. You do it for the crew. Anyway. But yeah. Anyway, how is everyone else doing? I have been going through it. Disassociation over here. Yeah, I've just been like really disassociating. So for anyone who doesn't know what that is, kind of like when like your body's here but your mind's somewhere else. So love that. And my therapist, shout out to my therapist, told me that it's because I have so much shit going on in my brain that it cannot process everything. So that's why my brain disassociates. But it's okay, we're going to therapy, we're working through it, we're doing everything we're supposed to do, and we will get better, one therapy session at a time. I fucking love my therapist, she is a godsend, she's so sweet, she's the nicest, I love her. But yeah, it's kind of a lot going on, there's a lot of changes in my life, so We're working through it one day at a time. Oh, another thing. I'm fucking so annoyed because I was literally, like, I was on this kick. Okay, when I, like, have an idea in my head, I'm like, yeah, I need to do it. I need to start looking things up right this second. Like, cannot waste a second, right? So I'm like in my head, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna visit like my two cousins in Florida, right? Ain't wrong. Ain't wrong. Rental car said, nice try, bitch. Rental car said, psych. So like I found a flight. It wasn't that bad. It was like $250. I was like, okay, I could do $250, right? Okay, boom. Rental cars though. And it wasn't just because I'm under 25. Like this was like even before I put in my age. So, like, imagine if I told them I'm fucking 20. Like, they're gonna be like, yeah, tack another 200 onto that. It was, like, fucking 500 and up. I was like, no, ma'am. And, like, my two cousins live, like, an hour away from each other. So, I was like, I don't know. I hate being a burden. And I don't want to, like, rely on anyone for a ride. I know. They would probably, like, be more than willing to help me. But, you know what? I just want to come and go as I please. You know? Do whatever I want. If I feel like going to fucking get food at 2 a.m, I want to be able to. So yeah, but it's looking like that may not be happening because I'm sorry, but I refuse to spend $600 on a car that is not mine. So yeah, but yeah, oh, let's talk about social media, how it can be really good and really bad. So good is I mean, it's good for, like, I think everyone could kind of, like, get, like, reap the benefits of social media, but they could also reap the disadvantages. Majority, that's what it is. Advantages to spread awareness on certain topics, racial injustices, missing people. I'm sorry, I really hate to see that. There's so many people going missing, like, nowadays. It's, like, actually fucking terrifying. It's terrifying being a woman because most of them are women that go missing, and that scares the shit out of me. Like, that is my biggest fear, getting kidnapped and being forced into sex trafficking. God forbid. I hope that's not what happened to those people that I've seen going missing, but it's fucking scary. Anyway, but yeah, that's another benefit. Also, raising, like, yeah, like I said, raising awareness, raising money for certain topics, just kind of like majority raising awareness, I guess, raising awareness of things that people were not aware of or not aware enough of. So there's that. But there are also two specific disadvantages that come to mind in regards to social media. So one is, for me at least, I'm sorry, I know my nose is like automatically gets stuffy as soon as I start recording. For me, one of them is body dysmorphia. We love it. We love to see it. Body dysmorphia, basically, if you don't know what that is, it's kind of like when you think your body looks one way in your head, and then you look at yourself and you're like, oh no, that is not what I see of myself in my head. It's actually really fucking trippy and it fucks me up every time. So for me, in my head, I think I look thick, like snatch like a Coke bottle, and then I look at myself and I'm built like a little boy with a set of balloons on my chest. So I'm like super skinny. I'm like scrawny, borderline scrawny. I've gained a little bit of weight, but not enough. Like, I'm trying to gain weight, but it's just damn near impossible. But I have, like, weirdly large boobs, and I don't like that on my body personally because I feel like they almost look fake, and I don't like that. Like, listen, if you want to get plastic surgery, be my guest. But, like, I just don't like the way it looks on my body. So, like, social media doesn't really help when I see, like, a bunch of beautiful, gorgeous women, especially in the fucking summertime, flaunting in their cute-ass swimsuits, and I'm like, oh my god, but I look like a little boy with balloons. Like, it's not a cute look. I look like a prepubescent boy with fake tits on. It's just like, it's not it. And like, I like, especially with outfits, like I'll like think of an outfit and I'll try it on and be like, oh my gosh, yes. And then I'll try it on and I'm like, oh my God, no, take it off. And that's why you catch me in sweatshirts and sweatpants 95% of the time. So summer, I'm really gonna go through it when summer hits. I promise you, I'm gonna go through it. Because that's when my body dysmorphia hits the worst. And especially with social media, like, showing all these beautiful women. And I love to see it. I love to see it. No hate. Just fucks me up. Another thing that fucks with me from social media is unrealistic expectations for relationships. So I don't know if this is like for everyone or maybe it's just like on my timeline because this is what I fucking watch the most because I like to fuck with myself. Is like couple pages. So like couple YouTubes or a couple Instagrams or a couple TikTok pages where it's like cute ass shit where like, you know, they do like shit that you see in the movies for each other, like all out extravagant shit, right? And have picture perfect relationships. And you know what, if you do, props to you, go off, sis, go off. But I'm like 95% sure that's not the case. So like when I see that shit, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I want that. And like, oh, shout out to Mike, he is a godsend because like he's like, with peace and love, babe, this is fake, this is movie shit, we do not live in a movie, this is reality. So like he like snaps me back into reality and is like, actually no, we're not gonna do that because we do not live in a movie. And we are also 19 and 20 years old and are broke college students. So we are not balling on a budget either. So, yeah, like basically seeing these couples on like social media, like make me like, what's it called? Almost like on a fence because I'm like, oh my gosh, I can want this, like this is realistic for me to want, or like this could happen to me too. And then on the other side I'm like, no, this is a movie, like this is movie shit and this is probably never going to happen, and that's okay. I kind of have to snap myself back into reality because of that, but it's like it fucks with me seeing that because I'm like, no, like being realistic or like, and like actually like, no, this is like okay for me to want, or like you only want this because you saw this on social media. Is anyone with me in that boat? I can't be the only one but I'm glad I have a realistic boyfriend who doesn't just like yes me to death and just like bend over backwards and try to do all that shit for me, because then my standards would be set way too fucking high. And that is just having an unrealistic expectation on a young person just like me, just like how I have on myself. Not only do I have that on myself, but like I feel like society has unrealistic expectations on young people. And I feel like that kind of plays into like social media too, because you see like lots of time these couples are young, and not just couple accounts, but like young people, like like the D'Amelios from TikTok or like Emma Chamberlain from YouTube and shit like that, buying houses, going on fucking amazing 5-star vacations, going on shopping sprees, all this shit, right, at like my age. And I'm like, wait, I could do this. And like I don't think to myself, I don't sit back and think to myself like, babes, they're making millions off like TikTok and YouTube. Like, that's unfortunately, that is not you, and that's okay because that's the case for like 99% of the people your age. But I like to fucking not be realistic and be like, no, I could do this. I could do this. I'm working two jobs right now. I don't even count my other job as like another job because I literally work one day a week there, but whatever. I'm still working two jobs. Two sources of income is always the best way. I'm also going to school and getting like pretty good grades. I'm also expected to have a social life. I'm lacking very much in that department, but you know what? It's okay, because we can't be perfect at everything. And I'm also expected to have a successful relationship, which I think I'm doing a pretty good job at. You know, we have our moments, but what relationship doesn't? But overall, we've been together for almost 3 years, so something's working. Something must be working. So there's that. I love him. He's the best. He's literally the best. But yeah, unrealistic expectations placed on myself, by myself, or by society, because we're supposed to be doing all this shit and living our life, enjoying life. Babes, it's impossible. Shit is expensive. There is not enough time in the fucking day to enjoy life while going to school, while working, while hanging out with family, while hanging out with my boyfriend. Like, I do not know how people do it. Like, it actually like blows my mind, because I'm just like, is your day longer than mine? Like, how do you have the time and sleep? Because I'm sorry, but I love my sleep. Like, it's fucking 10 o'clock at night right now. I should be sleeping. I go to sleep at 10 and I'm up mad early. And then as soon as I wake up, I walk my dogs and I go back to sleep until I need to be up again. Like, you would think I'm a fucking old lady. Or I go out all the time where I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to fucking sleep. No. I just literally love to sleep. So, like, there's no time for me to do that. Like, literally, when I was in high school, I would... This is what mine and my boyfriend's fucking daily routine was, right? We would go to school from, like, 7 to 12, right? 5 hours. Come back to his house. Take an hour to a two-hour nap. I'd go to work. He'd go to work, right? I'd go back to his house after work. We'd fucking go get food. I'd go home, go to sleep, and do it all again. Sleep. Sleep is the key to everything, I promise you. But it's not the key if you're trying to have a well-rounded life. And honestly, I'm okay with that, because, like, I don't know how other 20-year-olds be going out, partying, drinking, all this shit. With peace and love, I'm glad you enjoy your life, but I enjoy sleep. Like, I love being in bed by 10 o'clock. I would go to sleep earlier, but I have to take my birth control at 9, and I can't go to sleep before taking my birth control. But sleep, I'm sorry, this was not supposed to be a tangent about the sleep, but it's just like, it's just yes. It's just a yes for me. So, like, I'm even thinking now, like, okay, summer is approaching. How am I going to work sleep into my summer schedule? Because also, that's another thing. Sleeping in the summer is fucking hell. It's hell. Because if the AC's on, you're fucking freezing. And then as soon as you walk out your door, you're like, oh my god, it's fucking hot as balls. And you're just sticky and everything's hot and it's just gross. It's fucking gross. But I also want to enjoy my summer, you know? Like, I've fallen asleep on the beach before and then I fucking wake up with a sunburn because I can't help myself but to fall asleep. And falling asleep on the beach is worse because then you wake up weak. You wake up weak and sweating and disgusting and nauseous, and it's the worst. But I'm going to make a promise to myself to go to the beach more often this summer. Mike is supposed to get a pool this summer, so you know you can catch me there all the fucking time. I do not care. I never had a pool growing up, so I will fully take advantage of his pool. Don't you worry. That is where I will be all summer. But I'm trying to also have some spontaneous night drives. I'm the only one out of my friends who drives like far distances to chill with people, which is fine. It's cool. But I want somebody to pick me up this summer and be like, let's go for a drive through the city with my head out the window while they're driving through Times Square, while somebody's taking a video of me and bomb ass music playing. I promise you, I think I'm the main character in my life, but I rest assure you, I am probably not. But I like to believe I am. So, like, I have this, like, fantasy of, like, what I'm gonna do this summer. And this summer's gonna be bomb and all this shit. When it's probably not. And I need to stop setting the bar so high. So that way, when it's not that bad, I'm like, okay, pleasant surprise, you know? But, yeah, I want to definitely do that. Definitely get tatted up. Even though getting tatted in the summer is probably the fucking worst thing you could do because you're not really supposed to go in the direct sunlight with your tattoos, but it's fine. I don't take care of my tattoos, and that's just too high maintenance for me. It's something I cannot do. But yeah, I already know what tats I'm gonna get. I'm so fucking excited. But I think also next time I go get tatted, I'm gonna get like 3. So it's cheaper. You know what I'm saying? And it's easier to just take care of them all at once than, like, stopping, going to get one, taking care of it, stopping, going to get one. You know what I mean? It's just easier if you're taking care of all of them and then you're done for, like, a little bit, you know? Get your little happiness thrill over with and then be on your merry little way. Also, I'm trying to be at Sonic every night. I'm sorry if you don't have a Sonic near you or if you've never been to Sonic, but basically it's like a drive-in type thing. You know, it's just like American food. Like, they have like ice cream sundaes, they have milkshakes, the fucking best milkshakes ever. Actually, no, that's a lie. Local Burger Co. in Patchogue, right off Main Street, has the fucking best milkshakes. Like, they are the best. But right next to it is Sonic. And it's just also, it's more of an experience type thing at Sonic. Like, Sonic doesn't have the best food, but it's more the experience. You know, you're just chilling, the lights, waiters are like roller skating, you know, music. It's great. It's 10 out of 10 experience. Like, typical, like, American teenager experience. Like, what you see in the movies, that's Sonic for you. I mean, I will say, my last experience at a Sonic was very traumatic because my car broke down and I was at the end of the drive-thru line and blocking everyone and my car wouldn't move and people were just fucking honking at me. So I had a little bit of a breakdown, but I will be back. I will be back to reclaim my throne at Sonic and it will be a great time for everyone there. Except for my bitch ass car because she will not act up again. But it's okay. Because, like I said, the summer is going to be bomb. And I will make it bomb whatever I need to do that. Basically, I'm just trying to have the memories that I had in high school. Just chilling, not a care in the world with some warm ass fucking weather with my boo. And of course my friends. But mainly my boo before he leaves me and I lose it. But yeah. I mean, sorry if you didn't enjoy high school, but my high school memories at night were the best. It was good for me. I mean, it wasn't everyone's cup of tea. I didn't really go out and party and shit like that. I just chilled. But I loved it. It was everything for me. It was truly everything. And that's what this summer better fucking be. Because listen, this pandemic really fucked everything up. So it better not fuck up this summer too, because if it does, I'm really gonna have to throw hands with someone. Because if I have to wait till next summer, unfortunately, that is not going to be the wave. And I will lose it again. But that's basically all I need to say for right now in this episode. But definitely, hopefully, next episode will be better. It will be with a guest. I'm trying to really rearrange stuff and work it out so I have a guest on the next episode because I just feel like it's better, it's funner, it's easier to talk because I have another person with me as opposed to just talking to myself. But yeah. Oh, and I want to say thank you for everyone. Thank you to everyone for tuning in. And, you know, I appreciate all the constructive criticism. Let me know what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear. All that. I want it all. Don't be afraid to tell me. But honestly, thank you for everyone to support, for supporting me. And hopefully, you know, we blow up. All right. Let me not set the bar so high. But like I said, thank everybody for tuning in and supporting me. I really do appreciate it. But I will see you guys on next week's episode. Bye.